Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today's show is we're going to be talking about dealing with human nature. And why is that so important? Simply because there are so many different things that make up what is human nature. It's our environment, it's the behavior patterns, it's nature versus nurture. It's all the things that we do that we've experience things that have happened. I mean, people will watch TV shows and they will almost feel like they know those characters personally because they've seen them every day for how many years. And then they get and they believe they, the way the storylines are written, they actually believe these people are doing what they're doing. And they get mad and angry, and you will, and the response becomes automatic. So we're a funny bunch, aren't we? The decisions we make, when we knew better, the habits we follow, the routines we get ourselves into, sometimes we just don't make sense. And almost always, the people who have to deal with in business are worse, right? I'm kidding, of course, but dealing with other humans certainly brings all challenges. Before you are a leader, success is all about yourself. When you become a leader, success is all about growing others. It's often been said that business would be easy if you didn't have to deal with people. How true. But realistically speaking, you can't expect to achieve your goals without interacting with and receiving the help and cooperation of other people. If you start a business, you need to deal with employees, suppliers, customers, regulatory agencies, and many other kinds of people. If you work for someone, you have no choice but to interact with their boss, coworkers, support staff, and anyone and everyone else directly or indirectly related to your job. This is true in every area of life, whether you play sports, even so-called individual sports, get married and raise a family, or travel the world. People are an integral part of almost everything you do. Even if you were to attempt to live a Thoreau-type life in the wilderness, a prospect that sounds rather boring, you still would find the need to talk to people from time to time. Food and medical care are two obvious reasons why. That being the case, it makes sense to know as much about human beings as possible. In that vein, I thought it would be helpful to review some of the more important realities of human nature. Imperfection. We've heard since childhood that no one is perfect, and experience repeatedly confirms the truth in this maxim. We learn this early on when we witness a coach swearing, a teacher pushing us for something we didn't do, or a parent not keeping his word. Nevertheless, from time to time, we tend to get so high on someone that we set ourselves up for disappointment. Such a disappointment often stems from relying too much on the other person. The more we depend on someone, the more likely we are to bring his imperfections to the surface. For that reason alone, striving to be the self-reliant individual can go a long way toward helping you avoid bringing out the worst in people. And, you know, you see that in couples. You can almost tell when you look at a couple, whether on screen or whether it's in actuality, in person, through their behaviors, through the way they touch each other, through the way they look at each other. You can tell when a couple is in sync with each other or there's something off. It's just a matter of being a good observant person and being able to listen. And you can really pick up on the nuances of human nature, because we learn how to behave by the things we see around us, plus we also learn how to behave by our experiences and the things and the way we interact. And, you know, it's like people believe that if someone's a homosexual, oh, you can change them. You can't really change them, because that's an inborn natural behavior that we have, that's part of our makeup. It's part of our genetics. So it's important to be able to relate to people for who they are and not how you expect them to be. Self-interest. All people are programmed at birth to do what they believe in is their best interest. To the extent you expect people to act altruistically, you invite unnecessary problems into your life. Keep reminding yourself that you do not have a right to someone's love, friendship, or respect. All these and more must be earned. If you choose to act contrary to that basic principle of human nature, the result is likely to be frustration and disappointment. Never forget that the key to getting what you want in life is to focus on actions that create value for others. And that goes a long way towards business and how you relate to people in business. Because, you know, if you treat someone the way you expect them to treat you, then guess what? That will be what they do. If you have low self-esteem and you mistreat someone else, then how can you expect them to treat you any differently? So it's a matter of understanding what you do instead of trying to blame someone's behavior on them or some other external. Look at yourself. Look at the things that you do. Look at how you treat the people around you. And then understand why they have the reaction that they do to you. And I've got a sister that she controls the trust that was left when my mother died. And she basically decides who gets what the money is spent on. And in doing so, she's already got it in her head, because she's the baby of the family, that she's going to be the last one left. So she basically doesn't want to spend the money on anyone else, because she wants to spend it all on herself. And she has done, her behavior basically has said one thing, and then she can't understand why people treat her accordingly. And one thing that they did was that my cousin had gotten caught up in September 11th and got a nice little settlement out of it. But he has a lot of health issues and a lot of psychological problems because of it. And what did they try to do? Embezzle $100,000 out of him, because they wanted a piece of the action. And then they don't understand why he's pulled away or why he isn't responding the way they expect him to. You know, people get tired of being used. And when you use someone, eventually they are going to distance themselves from you. So remember, what you have done to others will always fall back on you. And another thing, that's why even though we all have self-interest of preservation and protecting ourselves, we just have to realize that there are some people who are very reserved and introverted, just like there are some people who are very outgoing. And understanding what is their natural behavior and how they respond to different situations will help you have a better relationship to them. And I think that is one of the reasons why I want to talk about human nature, because we all have certain things that are just inbred in us. How we respond to other people, the things we do. Resistance to change. People rarely change their personalities or moral structures. Anyone can put on an act for a while, but ultimately the truth will come evident to those who know them. It's important to understand this because we sometimes go along with questionable behavior in the hopes that we'll change their way. Unfortunately, it rarely happens, which is why it's wise to select business associates, friends, and most important, spouses, on the basis of common values. Opposites may attract, but they tend to end up strangling each other. For example, a marriage between two people with conflicting ideologies, fundamental doctrine that guides their actions, is a perfect example of such a contentious mismatch. And think about it. When you look at a couple and one person was born to be a hoarder and the other person was born to be very outgoing, very spiritual, guess what? There is going to be conflict, even in interracial relationships, even in marriage where there are people come from different religions, that sometimes it works, but many times there can be very big arguments. Why? Because if I have very strong beliefs in my religion and I marry someone who has very strong beliefs in their religion, then guess what? It's going to be a conflict in how you raise your children. So think of all the things that you can do and understand what is your ideology, what are your beliefs, and how are those things going to work for you in a relationship, whether it's at work. How many times have, even on shows, when you see people having fans that like one couple, or fans that like another couple, and they are so so over into that they resent that when one person leaves the role or whatever, that person is put with someone else. And sometimes it's just a matter of the chemistry between the two people on screen, because some people do have it and others don't. Situational ethics. Don't expect even the most ethical people to live up to your moral expectations of them. 100% of the time, all people at one time or another deviate from their moral beliefs. They are sometimes hypocritical. More often than not, the cause is the desire for instant gratification. Since people are imperfect, you should not be shocked when an otherwise ethical, upstanding friend or acquaintance occasionally engages in situational ethics. The practice of situational ethics, however, is an unreasonable burden when it becomes a way of life for someone. If it's someone who is in your life, if I can never be certain about what a person's ethical stance is going to be from one occasion to the next, I'm likely to spend way too much time thinking about it. Worse, there is an ongoing danger that he might cause me harm whenever I make an assumption about how he's going to handle a given situation. Money and power. Like it or not, most people are impressed by money and power, especially those who claim otherwise. Victor Hugo made an astute observation about the reality of human nature when he observed, prosperity supposes capacity. Win in the lottery and you are an able man. This reality constantly tests your character. It's also contagious, so you can easily pick it up from others. The corollary to this trait is that when people think you're broke and powerless, they treat you with indifference at best. More likely, however, you can count an outright disdain. You know, one thing you can think of, how many times have people thought, oh, because this one is rich and powerful, he's got to be corrupt. And what it is, it's often you putting your own expectations of how you would respond or what you would do in that same situation, because not everyone is the same. Not everyone has the same outlook. Understand who you are and try to respect the people you are around you. And sometimes you have people who have money and power that abuse their situation to make themselves more powerful. And usually that's because there's something missing inside of them that they thought this power was going to give them. So it's all relational also. Susceptibility to the 3Fs. Most people, regardless of their basic personalities, have the potential to become very ugly when any of the 3Fs, fame, fortune, and family, are at stake. Stories of people trampling one another to get to the top of the entertainment ladder are legendary, and anyone with the slightest business experience has witnessed the same kind of ugliness surface when large sums of money are on the line. Family, however, brings out the most neurotic, ugly behavior of all. This is especially true of parents when they believe their children are being given a broad deal or are in some way being threatened. If you've had any experience coaching Little League baseball or any other kind of youth sports, you know what I'm talking about. A youth coach normally explains to team parents at the start of the season that winning is not important. Fun and learning are the team's primary objective. Some children will play more than others, but everyone will play the minimum amount of time required by league rules. And parents should set an example for their children when it comes to good sportsmanship. All parents assure the coach that they completely understand and agree with everything he has told them. And most of them probably mean it when they give such assurances. In fact, the parents are friendly, gracious, and completely supportive of the coach. The epitome of goodwill until the first game of the season, at which time they begin acting like werewolves in the glow of the full moon. Obviously, there are infinite number of human traits to consider when dealing with others, but to find the ones I've listed above to be of specific importance to me when interacting with others, I think you will find it to be a worthwhile project to make up your own list of human traits that you've observed over the years and refer to it often to keep you on your toes when it comes to human relations. The important thing is to accept the reality of human nature for what it is. And when you try to delude yourself about it, bad things tend to happen. For the last 20 minutes, we've been talking about human nature. And the biggest thing that I want to point out and why this is important is that the decisions we make when we know better, the habits we follow, the routines we get ourselves into. And think about it. The biggest thing that people don't always or forget about is weight. Overeating can be a habit. Eating chocolate can be a habit. Think about it. What happens when you get up in the morning and you do the same thing over and over and over again? That is a habit, and that is something that you have done simply because it's been repetitive behavior. And that is the one reason why people always say habits can be changed. You can improve your habits. You can become better at your habits. It's a matter of understanding why you have to be who you are and how you as an individual can learn to treat people with respect. And I'm not thinking of the word, but it's a matter of, you know, being healthy, exercise. If you get into a routine of exercising on a regular basis, then you will do this all your life. And if you get into the habit of being aware of reading labels and understanding how you are relating to who you are as an individual, how you relate to different people, then guess what? You will be in a position to teach yourself to behave in a way that will help you grow and be the person that you truly want to be. But you know what? If you don't do the things that you need to do to be the person that you want to be, if you let others control you, then guess what is going to happen? Then you will learn bad habits. And, you know, this is something that I've talked about many times, but if you look at things like the parent, the adult, the child will always say, I want, and they want instant gratification, whether it's food, whether it's a hug or a kiss. Children do and respond to certain external behaviors from others. If a child is never hugged, is never loved, then guess what? They do not know how to hug someone else. They don't know how to love someone else. If a parent respects their child's feelings and emotions, then guess what? They are teaching that child to respect them. So it's all what makes human nature is the experiences we have, the families we come from, and those behaviors become the behaviors that you pass on to your children. So if you understand that, if you can take all of those things and put them together and put it into a situation where you are going to help someone else be the best person they can truly be and help them to break the habits that are the bad habits and get into the habit of doing things. Because, you know, smoking is a habit. Overeating is a habit. And what happens is when we're lacking and something within ourselves, and often this happens in people who are overweight, is they tend to turn to food as the panacea to make everything okay. So remember, what are you doing that's going to change your behavior to be the best? And what are you doing that's making you not understand what you are doing? And remember, here are some things to think about. This is true in every area of your life, whether you play sports, even so-called individual sports, get married and raise a family, or travel the world. People are an integral part of almost everything you do. And what that means is, you know what, we cannot live our lives isolated. And that no matter what we do, wherever we go, we are going to have some type of relationship with the people around us. And how you relate to people outside of the world, outside of your family, is determined by the relationship you have with your family, is determined by the things that you have observed your parents doing. If they come home from work complaining, then what happens is you complain. And if you remember the song, The Cat's in the Cradle, what is he saying? I'm going to grow up like you, Dad. That the boy is asking his dad to spend time with him, and the father's coming up with excuses for why he doesn't have time to spend with his son. And, it, you know, he's saying, oh, we'll spend time later and later. And then what happens when later comes and the boy is an adult and he's got a family of his own and now his father is an older man and he wants to spend time with his son. And then guess what? The son now is married and has his own family and he's working and he doesn't have the time. But what he has done is just repeated the behavior that he observed. And what do they say? Men choose women just like their mother. And girls choose men that are just like their father. Why? Because that's their comfort zone. That's the, what they grew up with. And then what happens is those are the choices that you make because you find it very difficult to change and be different. So we tend to do the things that we learn. And what we want you to do is to look at your behavior. Look at what is your good behavior. Look at what is your bad behavior. And decide what are the behaviors that you want to keep. What are the behaviors you want to change? And how do you go about changing that? How do you make it become a habit? You know, it's like I get up at 5:30 in the morning. So what becomes my habit is the first thing I do is I turn on the computer and I start work, whether it's writing an article, whether it's doing. But that is something that I do that's because it's a habit. That is something that I've done for years. If I wanted to change that, now what I do is I always have a routine that I know 3 days a week I have to be out to the bus by 7 o'clock in the morning so I can go exercise. So I make sure that the first thing I do is I get up, go get dressed, go eat something, go make sure I put my makeup on, and then make sure that I am out in time to catch the bus. But that is a routine, and the routine is I take the gym bag out, I put my clothes in there that I'm going to change to when I get through exercising, because I always put my exercise clothes on because it's easier that way so that I can get in there and get done because I often come home to work because I work from home. So it's, what is your habit? And for instance, my sister, who retired after 30 years of working as a teacher, and she goes, oh, I have insomnia. Well, if you have just gotten up and gotten on your computer and stayed on it for 3 or 4 hours, then gone to bed at, say, 7 o'clock, going back to sleep, and then get up at noon, and then you're up 4 or 5 hours, if it's your habit to be up 4 or 5 hours and then sleep another 4 or 5 hours, then that is going to be your routine. It's, you know, if you got people tend to wake up at a certain time that they've always awoken. If you get up and do your routine, then yes, if you get up at 5:30, then at say 10:30. Your eyes are drooping, but it's also, that's a habit, and it's things that you learn to do. So how do you change your behaviors to help you be the true person that you want to be? And what I want to remind you is you can go to my website, and that website is the #1 personalcareercoach.com. And you can sign up for either both individual or group coaching. Now, you can also go to the website, davidashimsky.com, where you can read some articles that I've posted on success that you can ask any question that you would like answered and maybe make a suggestion on a future show. So, and I would like to remind you to come back next week.